You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, As for Me and My House. Topic, Serving the Lord as a Household. We see it many times on doormats, plaques on the wall, or paintings. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But how are you serving the Lord? We often know that answer quite quickly. Yet, how about your house? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's look at this today and see how our houses are serving the Lord. Scripture reading, Joshua chapter 24, verses 11 to 20. Amplified Bible. You went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet, that is, the terror of you, before you, which drove the two kings of the Amorites out before you. But it was not by your sword or by your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat from vineyards and olive yards you did not plant. Now therefore, reverently, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The people answered, Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the people, the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said to the people, You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. The hornet, which is the terror of God going before him. This is the context in which this part of Scripture is written. Joshua gathered all the representatives of the tribes of Israel to meet at Shechem, where a message from the Lord was given on how they were delivered out of the hands of evil and how the Lord had guided, corrected, and protected them. It all comes to a climax in the history of how Jericho was delivered into their hands. And that is where we picked it up, in verse 11. As you may know, the original text of the Bible does not have sentences, punctuation, exclamation, or question marks. All words are simply strung together. When we look at the readability of the last two verses, it makes more sense if we read it as follows. Joshua chapter 24, verses 19 and 20, Amplified Bible. And Joshua said to the people, You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. Verse 18 gives the reason why to serve God for the Israelites with Joshua. We serve the Lord because of Yeshua, Jesus. So how does our house serve the Lord? How is your house serving you? Our ministry is focused on three very important key functions: prayer, praise, and empowerment. The prayer part is easy to understand, and most of us are actively involved in prayer ministry. Praise is not hard to comprehend either. We all love to praise the Lord, for He is good. Many have adopted praise and worship not just as a music style, but as a lifestyle. But empowerment, that's the most important and at times the most difficult of the three. Empowerment is where we are moved by the Word and the Holy Spirit to be more, be better, be healthier, be stronger, and be charged with positivity. It is the process of transformation, where the Word renews our mind, the Spirit ignites our heart, and obedience fuels our walk. The only true empowerment comes from the inside out. True empowerment is driven from the Spirit. I wrote Spirit with a lowercase s because it is our Spirit that drives us. But hear me before you jump to say we must be driven by the Holy Spirit, which is absolutely true. Our spirit must be fused with the Holy Spirit. This is the sacred intertwining that transforms a believer into a vessel of divine purpose. The moment our personal spirit aligns with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, we no longer live from the impulses of the world, but from the inspiration of heaven. God guides us. He does not control us. To be led by the Holy Spirit means our spirit accepts His guidance, insight, and conviction, receiving the power to act, to overcome, to forgive, and to stand. This is why we must guard our inner house, our heart, with all diligence. The spirit of the world constantly tries to creep in through distraction, fear, pride, entertainment, or even religious busyness. If we allow our hearts to be filled with worldly clutter, the Holy Spirit finds no resting place. But when we cleanse our inner house and fill it with the presence of God, we leave no vacancy for the Spirit of the world. A heart filled with His Spirit is like a lamp full of oil, burning brightly, unwavering in the storm. Just as Yeshua taught in Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45, Tree of Life version, "Now, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places looking for rest and doesn't find it. Then it says, 'I'll go back home where I came from.' And when it comes, it finds the house vacant, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and live there. And that man's last condition becomes worse than the first. So also will it be for this evil generation." Beloved, an empty house is never safe. It must be filled. Filled with the Word of God, filled with prayer, filled with worship, filled with the Holy Spirit. For only when our hearts are full of Him is there no room left for the world to creep back in. So let us seek that divine fusion, our spirit becoming one with His Spirit, so that we are empowered not just to live, but to live victoriously. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22, King James Version. "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Followed by Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 to 23, King James Version. "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So, what do our hearts and souls see in our houses? How does our house serve the Lord? For instance, when we walk around in the city, We are not that provoked when we recall the words from Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, New International Version, 1984. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Here again, we see that looking and seeing what fills the eye results in spiritual consequence. Often, we sing the song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Amplified Bible. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which He has called you, and how rich is His glorious inheritance in the saints, His set-apart ones. We have heard and read enough now to know that our eyes are the entryway to our spiritual life, to our heart, soul, and spirit. So how does your house serve the Lord? Make sure that there are no items in your home that through your eyes and ears bring an offense to your worship of the Lord your God. Joshua chapter 24, verses 19 to 20, Amplified Bible. And Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good." Anything that we keep in our hearts in the place that God ought to have is an idol, whether it be an image of wood, stone, gold, money, fame, pleasure, or even a secret sin, we will not release. If God does not occupy the highest place in our hearts, something else does, and that something else is an idol. J.R. Miller, Devotional Hours with the Bible. To see this importance in a New Covenant context, we read Luke chapter 11, verses 33 to 36, Contemporary English Version. "No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a clay pot. A lamp is put on a lampstand so that everyone who comes into the house can see the light. Your eyes are the lamp for your body. When your eyes are good, you have all the light you need. But when your eyes are bad, everything is dark. So be sure that your light isn't darkness. If you have light and nothing is dark, then light will be everywhere, as when a lamp shines brightly on you. So let us empower each other today by the Word and the Holy Spirit, and say it all in one accord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." My dear friends, the call of Joshua still echoes across generations, a challenge and a covenantal cry. Choose this day whom you will serve. In Messiah Yeshua, this declaration gains even greater depth. Through His blood, we have been redeemed from Egypt, from bondage to sin, and brought into the covenant of life and freedom. When we declare, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," we do more than hang a plaque on a wall. We make a spiritual proclamation of allegiance. Our homes become sanctuaries, our tables become altars of fellowship, and our conversations become incense of worship rising before Adonai. Serving the Lord begins in the private spaces, what we allow through our eyes, ears, and hearts. It is in the gentle correction of the Holy Spirit, in our prayers, our praise, and in the empowerment that flows from within, that our homes are transformed into living testimonies of God's presence. So let us rededicate our homes today. Let every wall echo the Word, every room radiate His peace, and every heart within our households proclaim His name. Let us open our eyes to the light of His glory, cleanse our dwelling places of idols, and walk as children of light. As for you and your house, may your service to the Lord be not out of duty, but out of delight, not out of fear, but out of faith, not as a ritual, but as a living, breathing relationship with the one who is worthy of all devotion. Let's pray together this week for a spiritual cleanup, not just for our hearts, but also for our homes. Let us remove all that offends God and the Holy Spirit. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.